Welcome to The Inner Game. I'm Gwen Garcelon, your host. Thanks for listening. The Inner Game is about how we nurture and attend to our mind, body, spirit health, and how that allows us to make a bigger contribution in the area of purpose that calls to us. Because these are times that are asking us to evolve beyond the systems and paradigms that are collapsing. These are conversations with people who are committed to making an evolutionary difference with their lives from a place of balance and love and service. My guest today is Lauren Galanis. She is a landscape architect and the regenerative landscape manager at Gachina Landscape Management in San Francisco. With her training in permaculture and urban farming, she works on things like green roofs and helping companies design their outdoor spaces for food production and land restoration. She's also a Chinese medicine and acupressure practitioner and is trained in shamanism. I recently met Lauren when she attended a retreat I facilitated in September. I can't believe we've only known each other a little over a month because you feel like an old friend. And I'm so excited to have this conversation with you, Lauren. Welcome to The Inner Game.
Thank you so much, Gwen. I feel the same way. It's like it's only been since September, really? Yeah.
It's wild. Time is going so fast. Well, you know, even though you were doing something you loved and had your own company as a landscape architect, you got burned out several years ago and took on some new directions. And I'd love for you to share a little bit about that.
Yeah. So one correction, I'm not an architect. I was a landscape contractor and I did design, build, and maintenance in my own company.
Got it.
And it was sort of a combination of, you know, being a single parent and, you know, that whole deal, and running my own business and then sort of, you know, the gig economy of the San Francisco Bay Area just to make things float and just completely burned out on the whole of it and wanted to go back to a survival mode. I wanted to be self-sufficient. I wanted to farm. I wanted to remember why I was interested in landscaping in the first place. And I bought a big piece of land in eastern British Columbia and moved there and figured it out for a few years.
So courageous.
It was awesome. It was off-grid, and I landscaped and did mostly masonry work up there to keep things afloat, but I actively farmed about an acre and a quarter and dug pits to save food through the winter, and it was just an awesome experience.
You know, it reminds me of actually a few people that I know who went out and, you know, really intentionally did the off-grid thing and then came back. You know, what was it like to come back into city life?
Huh. Well, from being nowhere to being right in the middle of everything, I think, honestly, I kind of closed myself off a bit. Just so that I could operate within this system here. And I didn't see it until September when I was on the mountaintop with you. And it all sort of came rushing back that I had closed off some authenticity in me in order to jump back into this game of business.
Oh, it's so amazing. I was taking a hike just yesterday with a friend, and we were talking about the razor's edge of the spiritual path, the razor's edge of, you know, how easy it can be to fall into the kind of illusion we've built around our householder capitalist lives, and how easy it is to kind of forget the bigger picture. of our connection to nature, even. I'd love to talk a little bit about the retreat and how that brought alive again your relationship with nature, which has been such a big part of your life, both professionally and personally. And I just, you know, you've had this engaged relationship with the land, but I'd love to hear about how our retreat served you in deepening that relationship.
It goes back to your closing at the Living Futures when you were talking about awe.
Which is a conference that both Lauren and I were at where I spoke, just so for people, the Living Future Institute is something everybody should check out. But go on.
Absolutely. And I realized that's what I was missing. I came back and I knew I had to get into commercial landscaping because that was going to reach the most people with a regenerative message. So, you know, I had this purpose and I was headed back and without realizing I had put those barriers up so that I could just drive that purpose. And when you mentioned awe, I realized, oh my gosh, that is exactly what's missing in my life. And every year, you know, I've tried to do some really great adventure, you know, mountain biking in Ecuador or hiking the Inca Trail, you know, things like that. But that sort of sparked that awe. But then I'd come back here and I wasn't experiencing awe in my daily life. And your retreat brought that back to you know, this is necessary for me to experience that regularly. So anyway, that's where I got in touch. And we did the grief circle, and I want to do that as a regular practice because there is so much to let go of as we step into embracing all of my authenticity.
Mm. Yeah, we carry around so much grief. And it's not even like we're immediately aware of it. It just kind of lives in us, especially those of us who, you know, are intentionally deeply in service to the land and to this evolutionary moment. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, you were an art major in college and found your creative process in landscape design. How's your that creativity showing up currently for you?
I think in plants. I think in seasons. As I step back more into design work, because I've been as a branch manager, there's a little bit of that, but a lot of it's, you know, spreadsheets and balancing budgets. So in my design work now, I think in seasonal changes. I think in cycles to try to bring the regenerative piece back into the design process. We need to think in cycles. And daily, I'm trying to think how to train this to people from our owner down to our new apprentice, that our job is to support natural cycles until they can support themselves. And that's kind of how I'm going to approach explaining regenerative design to our field employees.
Mm. That's so beautiful.
Did I get off on a tangent there?
No, because it's so central to connection to the land is to go back to really being aware of the cycles of nature and what's growing when and what can be harvested when. And, you know, what needs to be cared for, prepared, you know, how can we serve the landscapes we live around and in being more resilient in the different challenges of the seasons as they change. And that feels so, I mean, I've just noticed that the more that I spend time outside and really live my life within those cycles, I'm so much healthier and I'm so much more grateful for what is available through nature. You know, just living more in tune with the cycles and the seasons just brings forth this huge gratitude for and awe, really. You know?
Yes. Yes.
It's a practice.
Yeah. And I'm in awe of nature being able to overcome the obstacles that we place in her way constantly. Mm. And yet she gracefully overcomes those and just continues the cycle or changes the cycles a little bit to adapt. And wow, we have so much to learn.
That is so for sure. Oh, I mean, I think that's at the center again of this path that we're on, is knowing that we're continually growing and evolving. There's no end to it. And the more we can be open to what's available, you know, to each of us on our path, you know, it just makes life very rich when we could use some richness from time to time these days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. My company chooses a book to study together every year, and this year it is Mindset. And it's just always sparking conversations within the company about, I've got to have a more open mindset, and then I can accept these changes or a new way of operating that we haven't done in the past. So, we're constantly hearing, I've done this for 20 years. Why does it have to change? And there it is, you know, let's open the mindset.
Yeah, it's definitely time for that. Well, this is Gwen Garcelon, and you're listening to The Inner Game on KDNK. My guest today is Lauren Galanis, a regenerative landscape designer, and we're talking about how she brings, well, we're about to talk about how she brings her training as a healer to the land. I really want to talk about, you know, your training as a shaman and in Chinese medicine, and you know, you have that healer piece in you. And I'm wondering how that's showing up in your work these days. What are you being called to?
I think it is healing our soil through the regenerative process. I used to think when I was farming and I was kind of looking at, you know, biodynamic systems and how that works. And I always thought of it as homeopathy for the earth. And, I can see how to apply that. So I'm always thinking about, you know, if we heal our soil, then that in turn heals every living thing on the earth. So that is kind of been my focus with the whole regenerative movement.
Yeah, I mean, and now with more awareness around the connection between soil health and our own inner gut biome health, and how we're realizing that the breakdown of both concurrently is, you know, is a big issue. And as we heal the soil, we heal ourselves. That's very compelling. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I see it in urban environments where so many people don't have access to soil. Mm. And if we all could put our hands in the soil and grow something, just grow anything, I think it changes your whole mindset. I live in a flat with no yard and no balcony, and you know, I'm always looking for an opportunity to put my hands in the dirt.
Yeah, me too. I live in an apartment and don't have my own yard. But since COVID, have had a plot in a community garden, and it's just been miraculous how much that has fed me on every level. And I realize, even when I'm like, oh my God, I got to go over and water and weed. And after, you know, 10 minutes, you know, at the garden, I'm transformed. I notice my whole nervous system has balanced, and I often don't want to leave.
It's really
been amazing.
I used to farm barefoot. I mean, that would just be, you know, could never get away with that in California, but I would love just to squish my toes in that nice, soft soil. Mm. Yeah, I loved it.
Well, you mentioned that your company is reading the book, The Mindset, right now, and I know you have a very strong growth mindset. I always like to ask my guests, what's a growth edge you're engaging with in your life right now?
I am just stepping into public speaking, which scares the bejesus out of me. But,
I hear you're not the only one.
Yeah. There's so much to share, and I feel compelled to get out there in front of audiences and share this.
Yes.
My grail right now is to get a conversation going between designers and maintainers. And this is throughout not just landscaping, but building architecture. And I was inspired through Living Future, you know, to bring this up at various meetings with them. We are designing new ways of landscaping, new buildings that have systems that are regenerative. And those who are chosen to maintain these systems don't have a clue how to maintain them. You know, they've been using Windex and triple 15 fertilizers for the last 20 years. This is what we know how to do. And we need to have that conversation with, this is a new system, let me teach you how to maintain these so that they are maintained properly for the next 5 to 50 years.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, I mean, we've got to be bringing everyone along and not be afraid to speak our truth right now. It's so very vital. I wonder if there are spiritual practices that you have that are helping bolster your courage to, you know, step out in this way.
Well, I start every day with gratitude, and whether it's a, you know, 5-minute meditation, or I get 15 minutes, or I practice yoga and breathing and whatever way I can start my day in that sort of open gratitude for being able to continue my work. And I, you know, I've had years of coaching to bring me out of my introverted shell. and so some of it's just been confidence building. You know, not feeling like, I'm really out of my league. Mm-hmm. That imposter syndrome. that follows so many of us around. I practiced, you know, changing my inner dialogue. That was huge.
Yeah.
That's some years back, actually, where I would go I inherited a very small, poorly performing branch, and it was in San Francisco, and it was like, I'm going to build this branch. Well, it was tough, you know, it was like a startup. And through that, I had a coach who was helping me learn to be more assertive and build my confidence. And I would go to these meetings, and all I could do was keep a bottle of water next to me so that I would take a sip every time I thought I was going to cry. Mm. And I thought, I'll never get beyond this. And it just took coaching, years of practice, changing that inner dialogue. And I guess I've just arrived at a point where I'm not scared anymore, I guess.
Mm. It does take that, doesn't it? I mean, it can take years sometimes for us to just keep at it, keep adding in those practices that remind us that we're loved and to remember to love ourselves, for crying out loud, you know, to honor ourselves. We get so much messaging around, you know, self-deprecation and downplaying ourselves and not, you know, being our biggest, brightest selves. And it's such a scam.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to hear that these are some of the things you're taking on. And, you know, I know we've talked about the role of spirit, our relationship with that which is beyond our human, you know, immediate world, and how that plays a role in our lives and how to bring that more into our professional lives and our relationships. And I wonder if there's anything you want to say about that and what that might look like for you or what you hope it might look like.
That it's interesting because that's kind of where this change has happened. Since my awe experience with you in September, before I went to Canada, I was sort of embedded in that spiritual community of shamanism and body work and Chinese medicine, herbalism, and so it was just a part of who I was and how I went through life every day. And then when I came back to the city, that's where I kind of bottled that in. Mm. Like, oh, this isn't really, you know, what's acceptable out here in the world,
right?
And I just experience with you, and I thought, yeah, actually, this is who I am. The earth is the earth is my mother. I practice more of an earth-based belief system, and I love indigenous cultures and belief systems, and I love reading about them, and I sort of experience life that way. And so I think talking more about that is going to be my path forward, because I don't want to bottle that up anymore. It really, it leads who I am. It defines regenerative practices to me.
Yeah.
because it is earth-based.
And we're just not whole without it. I mean, our brains are wired for spiritual awareness and connection. And when we don't practice that, when we don't have that, we're kind of, you know, running on not all of our cylinders. And it feels really important to me in my own work in supporting people like you and leaders in the evolutionary movement, you know, to let that piece of themselves really breathe and have a voice in their life and in their work. And it's so wonderful to get to nurture that or midwife it in people, because it's innate to all of us. You know, we just need a chance to let it breathe.
Yeah. Well, thank you for bringing that out in September. I just feel so much expansion since then.
Oh,
and
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, if people want to hear more about regenerative landscape design, what's a good resource that you might share?
Well, we have a local organization called Rescape California that teaches regenerative landscape practices. And our company certifies all of our managers through them. So
they have resources online?
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Tons of resources. It's a great nonprofit. And our owner actually is on the board of directors, and she would like to see it expand beyond California.
And what's that website again?
rescapeca.org.
Okay, great. Oh, thank you so much for this conversation, Lauren.
Thank you, Gwen.
I love every time we get to dive into anything. And thanks everyone for listening. You can join The Inner Game on our Facebook page at The Inner Game and find more resources there. And until next time, go out in nature and look and listen for how the earth is showing you how to adapt and evolve in these big times. Until next time.